Rock Dreams. Plum.
Salut, c'est Plum pour Rock Dreams. Aujourd'hui, pour cette troisième partie consacrée à Frank Zappa, je vous propose de vous montrer un Zappa sérieux, ne serait-ce que dans les engagements. Je vous propose de commencer avec Mom and Dad sur l'album We're Only In It For The Money, dans lequel Zappa condamne avec cynisme les bavures policières, notamment à l'encontre de la population noire. Continuons avec I'm the Slime, une critique de la télévision et de son pouvoir de persuasion. Une des plus célèbres citations de Zappa est « La politique, c'est la division divertissement du complexe militaro-industriel ». De quoi le faire passer pour un anarcho-gauchiste.
Sold.
On revient avec une chanson profondément antiraciste qui condamne subtilement la fausse évolution sur les droits civiques des Noirs américains. Il faut dire que Zappa est l'un des tout premiers aux USA à avoir, dès le début, un groupe pluriethnique. Ce titre s'appelle Uncle Remus, sorti sur l'album Apostrophe.
Whoa, are we moving too slow? Have you seen us, Uncle Remus? We look pretty sharp in these clothes. Yes, we do. Unless we get sprayed with a hose. It ain't bad in the day if they squirt it your way. Except in the winter when it's froze. And it's hard if it hits on your nose. Just keep your nose to the grindstone, they say. Will that redeem us, Uncle Remus? I can't wait till my bro is full grown. I'll just throw away my do-rag at home. I'll take the drive to Beverly Hills just before dawn and knock the little jockey off the rich people's lawn. And before they get up, I'll be gone, I'll be gone. Before they get up, I'll be knocking the jockeys off the lawn, down in the dew.
Premier titre de l'album Zootalors, Wind Up Working in a Gas Station, critique le système éducatif et le leurre d'une promesse de débouchés sélectifs.
Some vibe.
Just Garage est un album en trois actes sorti en 1979. L'histoire est simple, imaginez un monde où la musique serait interdite. Beaucoup de sujets y sont traités, évidemment avec beaucoup de cynisme. Le titre Catholic Girls critique l'American Way of Life. L'album The Man From Utopia est un fourre-tout. Parmi eux, Cocaine Decision est un brûlot contre les loups de Wall Street. Certains, en 2000, ont même considéré qu'il pouvait être associé à George W. Bush. Chop a line now. Cocaine Decision. You are a person with a snow job. You got a fancy, got a go. The cocaine decision that you make today will mean a million somewhere else. We'll do it your way. Cocaine decisions. You are a person who is high class. You are a person not in my class. And the cocaine decision that you make today will mean nothing later on. When you get nose decay. Sur la pochette de l'album Frank Zappa Meets the Waters of Prevention est clairement écrit, je cite, « Cet album contient du matériel qu'une société véritablement libre ne craindrait ni ne supprimerait. Dans certaines régions socialement retardées, les fanatiques religieux et les organisations politiques ultra-conservatrices violent vos droits du premier amendement en tentant de censurer les albums de rock'n'roll. Après avoir apporté une garantie d'intégrité constitutionnelle, il ajoute, je cite toujours, cette garantie est aussi réelle que les menaces des fondamentalistes de la vidéo qui utilisent des attaques contre la musique rock dans leur tentative de transformer l'Amérique en une nation de crétins qui envoient des chèques au nom de Jésus-Christ. S'il y a un enfer, ce sont ces feux qui les attendent, pas nous. Cette attaque de l'Amérique puritaine aura son apogée en 1988 avec l'affaire du télévangéliste Jimmy Swaggart, impliqué dans un scandale sexuel faisant intervenir des prostituées. Zappa adaptera un de ses anciens titres, Lonesome Cowboy Birds, de son opéra rock 200 Bottles en Lonesome Cowboy Jim.
My name is Swagger. I am an asshole. All my friends, they call me Jim. Hi, Jim. I'm from Louisiana. I make lots of money. At you.
I only give him a piece of him.
Posing at you.
My cowboy dance, my cowboy dance, my bold advance, and this here. Oh, that's the good.
No, no, no.
tip of him. Come on in this place and I'll buy you a date. You can sit on my face. Where's my waitress? I swim all day in the sun.
Yeah.
I'm a preacher by trade, by the bottle I mean. I'm a preacher, all the best son of our God. Filling up black. When I get off, I get. When I get off, I get. Written. I. And then Sharky says, written. I get off. I get. Sinful.
Just the tip. Only the tip now. Come on.
I spoon till I goo on the rug.
Sweet.
Then I find me some 1895 Louisiana style prostitute. And make her do pornographic stunts while I watch. And I have so much fun. Jesus!
Pornographic stunts, and I have so much fun.
What?
I huff. And I puff. And I pump up my sanctified erection till my cheeks puff up and turn red.
Say, varmint.
I drool on my shirt. Takes a little while before I squirt. But I've been doing it for 20 years and they haven't caught me yet. Uh-oh, made a mistake this time. Now I've sinned.
Made a mistake and I sinned. Made a mistake and I sinned. Made a mistake and I sinned. Made a mistake and I sinned.
Grinning at you. Grinning at you.
Cowboy dance. My cowboy dance. My bold advance. On this here prostitute.
He's lonesome cowboy Jim. Don't you dare to laugh at him.
Oh, turn me in now.
Come on in this place and I'll buy you a taste. And you can sit on my face. Where's my prostitute?
Pupil, you hot little bitch.
Pensant qu'il n'était pas possible de faire pire que Nixon et Reagan, Frank Zappa avait décidé de se présenter à l'élection présidentielle fin 1991, mais la maladie en décidera autant. Il s'éteint le 4 décembre 1993 des suites d'un cancer de la prostate. Du coup, on finit ce passage en revue avec l'univers politique de Zappa avec un titre consacré justement à Richard Nixon, « Dickie's such an asshole ». Dickie est un trou du cul.
One and one is a liver. Two and two is 22. Won't somebody kindly tell me what the government's trying to do?
Dickie's just too tricky for a chump like me to use. Oh, you.
You take that subcommittee serious, boy.
And I'm serious.
You just might get a seizure from the evening news. Oh. Billions and millions of dollars. Much as he might be. Good one. He can open up a chain of motels, people. On the highway, yes indeed.
While the honey desperation.
Oh, pinch that loaf now.
There might be confinement notes all under your bed. Well,
you know, if you just might pinch a little loaf in your slumber,
nurse,
the FBI is gonna get your number.
Gonna get ya, gonna get ya, gonna jump out the subcommittee and get ya.
Gonna get your number,
the FBI.
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 They already got your picture,
the FBI.
And your fingerprints too,
the FBI.
Then they got a guy in Virginia,
the FBI.
Whipping up a little soup just for you.
Gonna get your number. Gonna get your number.
Try not to worry. Try not to care. But you know I get so excited when that soup goes over there. Can't have no private conversation nowhere
in the USA.
Can't wait till the rest of the people all over the world find out that the confinement load
is just the same old way.
Right here, let me make this perfectly clear. Let me tell you about this right here. You know you put me in office, so you must have wanted me in office. I did you no harm. I used to have 25 tapes, now I only got 10. Can't remember what happened to the rest, but they gave them to a friend. Gave a couple to B.B. Rebozo, gave a couple to Pat Boone, gave a couple to Ronald Reagan, gave a couple to the new vice president. He said he'd stick with me through thick and thin, even if I invaded Nicaragua. You know I'm not a crook, you know I'm not a crook. I just wanna lie about one more thing right now. Oh, say yeah, yeah.
Gangsta, step right up. Kiss them on the lip goodbye.
Made him a cocksucker by proxy, yes he did. And he didn't even bat an eye.
The man in the White House. Ew.
He's got a conscience. Black as sin.
Well, thank you. I don't know. It's just a training exercise.
There's just one thing I want to do.
How that asshole ever managed to get in?
You're all the same, so sing right along now.
Dick is such an asshole.
Sincerely, Dick, we mean it. Sincerely, Ron, we mean it. Sincerely, Dick and Ron, we continue to mean it. Now let's bring the Republican Party up to date.